98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
So it's been on for a couple of days now, Love Island. Episode 10, as far as I know, is what we're on now. And it's finally kind of started to kick off. I don't know, like, first impressions, Coop, you know, you meet someone for the first time. Not exactly the 100% person that you are in normal life. You kind of have this little kind of first impression shield up.
You want to give off a good impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Love Island, though, that's not going to get you to win, you know? You have to be dramatic and controversial, and you have to get with a person, and, you know, that's like beats you have to hit.
So just say you walk in and I'm like the new guy sitting around the pool. I'm in my little tidy shorts.
Punch you in the face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, it's like prison. You go up to the
biggest guy. Punch me in the face, mate. I don't even know you.
Can
I rub some suntan lotion into your thighs?
Hashtag Love Island.
There you go.
So have a listen to some of the drama that's been unfolding at episode 10, because it's all kicking off.
Listen, she's a nice girl. At the time, she was the only girl who could see things with. My head has done a 560-degree turn.
Are you how's joking?
That? I ain't joking.
I want to have a boy in my life that literally worships the ground that I walk on. Do you not think I feel threatened by a stunning girl that's coming in? There's a f***ing girl. The guy that I like is a boxer. Like, how do you think I feel?
But at the end of the day...
At the end of the day. So, what we did...
It'll be in 10 days.
Like, I know.
Calm down.
It's mad how quickly, you know. I'm in love with you. I've only known you for 4 days. We asked Kevin McGarren, who is a comedian, and he's playing the Vodafone Comedy Festival, and he is used to be on public telly and everything, party books. I asked him for his opinion on it, because he watches it kind of with his missus a little bit, but he's in a different room.
He watches it out of the corner of his eye while doing the earning.
Exactly.
I heard there's a Longford Islander.
There is.
Who, my wife was watching a bit of it last night. She says she's actually great crack.
She's hot like this.
Yeah, well, the first thing I asked her, does she have a Longford accent? And she said she does. And I went, yes. Because the last thing I want to see is some Longford model who talks like a Southsider. I want to see a dirty old up the road, get a loaf of bread.
It's very Cavan-esque accent, isn't it?
This does. Yeah. That's how you talk. I would get him in a happy.
But the funny thing is, Tyson Fury's brother is trying it on with her at the moment.
No so way.
The two of them are hard at it.
They're going a hammer and tongs. And the thing is, like, if you grow up good looking, you don't. Speaking from experience, you don't develop a personality because you don't have to. But when you grow up in Longford or Cavan, it doesn't matter what you look like, you have to develop a good personality in order for people to even tolerate you.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Wow.
Is that insulting to
every...
Okay,
Kevin McGarren, you're not selling any tickets in Cavan at all.
Is that an insult? I still can't... Yeah, screw it, it probably is.
I want to play a game with you, Luke.
Oh, super.
So we are redoing our kitchen because we've moved into a very old house. So Lisa's been finding lots of bits and pieces in the house. So to give you an idea of how old the house is, it's 250 years old.
That's a great idea. It's right on the button, that is.
So we're talking Georgian, all right?
Wow, okay.
Old farmhouse, okay? Oh. So there was an item sitting on the kitchen table when I came home yesterday. I'm going to show you this item, and if you want to describe it, and then tell me, what is that?
Oh my God. Right, okay. So it's made of porcelain.
Yes.
Okay. It's like a milk jug on its side, and your mum has WhatsApped you there, by the way. Sorry.
Hey, ma'am.
She's just blocking the picture. And so it's got a cap on the top, I suppose, and then a cap on the middle. That looks like you can twist the one in the middle, but you can't. Oh, there's no cap on the top. It's just a holder. What the hell is that? It's like something for milk, is it?
No.
Alcohol. Looks like something, an alcohol holder.
No.
A drinks dispenser. Why is that? I hate not knowing what that stuff is. Why is that?
Well, WhatsApp is there.
It's white, by the way, in colour.
And my mom just WhatsApped me saying that she knows what it is.
Oh, fair play to her.
0877 98 98 98. We're going to put a picture of it up on Instagram and Twitter. See if anybody can get it.
Hang on, no, but what? Tell me what it is now.
I'm not telling you what it is.
Well, I have to wait and play some songs and ads and stuff before I know what that thing is.
Yeah.
That is such a weird thing.
Go on, have another guess. I'll tell you, it's about the size of a laptop and in length.
Is it for liquid?
Yes.
Okay, it's for liquid. So it's a liquid holder. Boom.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
It's a liquid holder.
You can look at it on our Twitter if you want. It's going to wreck your head because
I wasn't able to guess, by the way. Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was for poaching.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that in a couple of minutes and put you all out of your misery. This is wrecking my head. Like, I'm looking at it and I still can't tell what it is.
Oh, this is the item that we found in the house. It's really old.
I love the way you're calling it an item as well. You're like, you're not giving me anything.
Not giving you nothing.
This thing. So where did you find it?
It was in a cupboard in the kitchen.
Right. And this house is how many years old?
About 250.
Okay, well, the guess has been coming in because the picture's on Twitter. People have seen it and they have their opinions.
Lads, is that thing that Cooper found in the house, is it for a wee-wee? I'm just thinking it is. Thanks, bye.
Is it for wee-wee? As in like a bedpan? No, but we did find one of them as well. It's not a bedpan.
Well, we are continuing with the wee-wee guesses. This is coming from Aileen. Hang on, I'll make sure that she's... Yeah, she's there. Okay, go ahead, Aileen.
Morning, guys. I think it's a toilet, a lehris, a bathroom, whatever you would like to call it. It's for holding liquid and... Yeah. It's an old school urinal.
How many different things could she call it?
What about the girlos, though? How are you going to pee into that?
Oh, you could pee into that if you were a girlo.
It's a really, really small top of it.
Okay, fine. So I suppose you've got to put us out of our misery. I think this person got it right, says my notes here.
It's a hot water bottle.
It's a hot water bottle.
It's a hot water bottle.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a ceramic hot water bottle before rubber was invented.
And is that not really hot then, no? On your skin.
Well, that's what I said to Lisa when she showed it to me. She goes, no, you would wrap an old sock or something around it so it wouldn't burn you. But you put it in your bed and it'd warm up your bed.
Oh, actually a few of these have come
out. A hot water bottle, guys.
Oh, wow. There you go. Flipping, yeah, okay. Well, don't ever use it.
No.
No.
98 FM. What a girl.
It's a big day for dads coming up this weekend. Yes, I think you may have forgotten that it's Sunday.
Yeah.
It is Father's Day.
Woohoo!
It's always a good day if you're a dad. And most of us have dads or have had a dad at some point, so it's always been something nice. But the question is, right? Because dads are, let's face it, right? We fall into this trap easily.
Mm-hmm.
Dads do dad jokes.
Always.
Dad puns.
Mm-hmm.
Like silly things like your dad would say. For instance, my dad used to constantly say when we got to where we were going in the car, we're here. And now that I've said that, we've arrived. Doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make... See, I even did the voice a little bit.
Yeah. We're here. Is he from there?
No. What does your dad have a thing he says all the time?
Every time. And like my dad would be like...
What's he say?
So, are you still DJing and making music?
Oh.
Even though he's not from Mullingar.
Oh, right.
Have you ever thought about joining the guards?
Why is he from Mullingar?
I don't know.
But he isn't.
No, he's not.
That's brilliant.
I suppose, do we actually do our dad's voices in what they sound like, or do we have a kind of like an idea?
It's definitely an internal thing.
Yeah.
So the question is, right, because it's Father's Day and everything.
Yeah.
0877 98 98 98. I'd like to celebrate dads and all their foibles and everything and all their weirdness. So WhatsApp audio us in. The thing that your dad says all the time, or the thing that he does, in your dad's voice.
So it's probably going to be like this.
Yeah.
And if you're a young kid,
it's probably really like this. It's my voice hasn't broken yet. Hello, I'm my dad.
Yeah.
So 0877 98 98 98. That thing that your dad does all the time, or that he used to do, or the thing that your dad says or used to say all the time. There's loads. There's dad puns and dad's jokes. But it has to be in the way that your dad used to talk or speaks currently.
Can I introduce the next song as my dad would?
Yeah.
There's some young one who does karate on the way.
Is it Anne-Marie?
Yeah. The sound of the city.
Father's Day on Sunday. Alert, Father's Day on Sunday. And we asked you here in the Big Breakfast, is there something that your dad always says or does? And if so, tell us, but do it in his voice.
Yeah, we did our own dads, and I actually got a call from my dad, and you know what he said to me?
That's not how I sound.
Classic. There's a lot of classic dads here. This is Mary.
I would walk into the sitting room, and my dad would be watching something on the telly. Mm-hmm. I'd sit down beside him, and I'd go, hey, what are you watching? And he'd go, oh, I'm watching the telly. Mm. I would say, hey, that's not funny. And he'd say, hey, it's for horses.
Hey, it's for horses. Everything is down here.
Your dad is a genius, by the way.
Sabrina?
Well, my dad used to always say, come here. And you'd go over to him and he'd say,
where would you be if I didn't call you?
Again, makes no sense, but they probably find so much joy in it. This is Kira.
Morning, guys. Hope yous are well. My dad is the best in the world, and I can't wait to celebrate with him on Sunday.
But
it's quite embarrassing, especially growing up in school. I would have got teased a lot over my dad saying, so you could...
What?
Yeah, I feel the need to pause it here. So the dad says, which I was so confused by, right? But she goes on to explain.
So you could be like, what's the weather like? And he'd be like, oh, it's great. It's giving it to pick up. So rather than, he goes, It's really embarrassing. I don't think you realise how loud it does be. But I'm 25 now and I'm still getting teased about my dad going,
What's her name?
That's Kira. Keith has one here.
Burn Luke. Something my dad always says is when he has to apologise, he always says it very sarcastically and goes, I'm so, so sorry.
Dobby is a house elf.
And finally, Mary.
My dad does this thing. He has these pet names for his two granddaughters, who he loves loads. But it kind of goes something like,
Snuggle bucket, how's it going? Oh, snuggle bucket. A bucket of snuggles. Thank you so much for all the WhatsApps. Finally, just the last text, because it's very cute. It says, my dad always says, good night, God bless, see you in the morning, please God. How lovely, says Trish.
That's your dad, Gay Byrne.
Okay, good night.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
Ooh, a dark cloud just came over Dublin as the 9:15 Mystery Machine started up. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It's got a weird smell from it recently, isn't
it?
Yeah. I know what's going on with it.
I just know that I ain't touching it. Suzanne is got that that training.
Yeah, I have the license.
Did you get a certificate?
Yeah, I got a certificate and a badge. The badge is quite flashy, so I feel a bit like a show off when I wear it. So,
but you still insist on wearing it?
Oh, well, I wear it on the inside of my jacket, so I flash it, you know, at appropriate times.
Cool. So if you could push the knob or twiddle the thing, maybe, well, you're not flashing. flashing someone there now, would you do that?
All right, go on, sir.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh.
Bloody envelopes. Hey, yep.
Okay. This is a brand new one as well. It's called Guess the Good Guest.
Guess the Good Guest. Oh, okay. Is this Guess that we've had?
Or the Good Guest Guessing Game.
Good Guess Guessing Game sounds good.
Yeah, the Good Guess Guessing Game. Sounds good.
Yeah, there you go.
It's easy to say.
What does it entail?
Well,
what's it say there?
On 98 FM's Big Breakfast, from time to time, we have guests on. The Mystery Machine keeps a bank of all of these guests, and it's testing you on the good guessing game this morning.
Wow, okay. Mouthful, but she did it. She did it.
guessing it.
I've got clips here. There's about two to six has popped into me, little thing here.
Perfect. Okay, we'll take it in turns. Cooper, you're first. Thank you guess the good guest on this good guessing game?
New single came out on Friday last week, Shed a Tear. And yeah, new album is going to come out on the 8th of August.
Vinny's bringing out Fragrance.
Yeah. Codaline.
Yeah, I'm bringing out Fragrance. Which is Malahide.
It's Codaline.
It is Codaline, yeah.
Okay.
The clue was Vinny. Because it's Vinny and Steve and the other lads.
Yeah. And new single. Okay, good start. Luke, can you guess the guest?
And so I did it all. I did the whole routine, which was very visual. And then at the very end, they all got back down. And I says, well, thanks a million for not getting up to your man. And he says, well, I'm blind. Right?
Didn't see that coming.
Hey. Which is a true story.
Didn't see that coming. Hey.
Who's that?
Mr. Jason Byrne.
Who was Jason Byrne? Okay. All right, you're pretty good at this. You remember your guests.
Well, we interviewed them. Why wouldn't we remember them?
Oh, hang on a sec. We're only one in.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay, Coop, you're next.
I mean, if I didn't have to go on the record, like ever.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'd like to hear more.
All right, go on.
I would be, I won't say I'd be a happy man, but I do.
No idea.
No, you spoke too soon, Luke.
That's Prezi.
That is not Prezi.
No. Hang on a minute. Keep going.
Sometimes I feel like the less I say, the better.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Hozier.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A man of few words, really. You mostly hear him singing, not talking.
He's got a lovely voice, doesn't he?
He does.
Pity I didn't recognize him. Okay.
Okay. Luke, can you do a bit better?
If it's a departure, absolutely. I have never been aware of any hotel, and I've worked in an awful lot of hotels,
yeah,
that would use the sheet again for, say, I slept in it tonight and you're coming tomorrow, and they just kind of tidy it up on bed. No, never.
Oh, Francis. Brennan?
Yes!
I didn't. He interviewed him, though.
Yes,
I didn't get to talk
and
to
that
him.
Question was, do hotels change their sheets every day?
They don't.
He confirmed they do.
Yeah, in his
hotels. Yeah, because it's a 5-star.
I was going to say that.
Have you ever found somebody's underwear being cleaned in a kettle?
Okay, one. So Luke is in the lead. Cooper, you're going to need to get this right to get back a point.
But yeah, of course you have to adapt and have to think about your audiences. But the good thing, I think, is that generally audiences who come to comedy are of a certain IQ level already. And they sort of know that things are a joke.
Jason Mansfield.
The surname is incorrect.
Something Mansfield. He's from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Jason Mansford. Yes.
Mansford. Yes.
Luke won. 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. Again, we interview a lot of people.
So there's lots more to play in the Good Guess Guessing Game.
Hey, that's the Good Guess Guessing Game was a success.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Very good. 98 FM's.